Good morning. It's Thursday, November 6th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a political clash is brewing between Washington and New York. Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani says he expects inevitable threats from President Trump, but won't back down from his plans to lower the cost of living. Speaking in Queens, the 34-year-old Democratic Socialist announced his transition team and promised free public buses and rent freezes for New Yorkers. Trump has branded him extreme and hinted federal funding could be withheld, while Mamdani insists he'll keep a door open for talks with the White House. His inauguration is set for January 1, 2026. Marking the start of what could be a defining test between city and federal power. Another news. America's skies could soon see fewer flights. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has warned that air travel capacity will be cut by 10% across 40 major U.S. airports starting Friday if the government shutdown continues. Fatigued and unpaid air traffic controllers are calling out sick, forcing the Federal Aviation Administration to reduce operations. Airlines like American and Southwest say they're waiting for guidance but expect widespread delays. The shutdown, now in its fifth week, has already strained workers and disrupted travel. Officials say the cuts are necessary to preserve safety, but with no deal in sight, the turbulence may just be beginning. Another news. A UPS cargo plane crashed and exploded during takeoff in Louisville, Kentucky, killing at least 12 people and injuring many more. Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency after the left engine detached mid-air, triggering a massive fire that engulfed nearby businesses. The aircraft was carrying 38,000 gallons of fuel bound for Hawaii. Investigators have recovered both flight recorders, but officials say the cause remains unclear. The National Transportation Safety Board is now combing through debris in what's being called one of Kentucky's worst aviation disasters in decades. Around the world, in Gaza, hospitals have received the bodies of 15 Palestinian prisoners under the ongoing U.S.-brokered ceasefire exchange deal. In total, 285 bodies have been returned in exchange for Israeli hostages' remains, including that of Israeli-American soldier Itai Chen. While the truce has eased violence, Israeli forces reportedly killed two Palestinians near a prohibited area on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Israel's former top military legal officer remains under arrest amid a scandal involving leaked footage of prisoner abuse. The ceasefire, though fragile, has allowed more aid into Gaza, but tensions remain high as both sides accuse each other of violations. Another news. Violence in Sudan has taken another grim turn. At least 40 people were killed in an attack on a funeral in El Obeid, North Kordofan, as the paramilitary rapid support forces prepare a new offensive. The United Nations condemned the strike and urged both sides to protect civilians. The RSF now controls most of Darfur and parts of southern Sudan, while the army holds the east and north. Defense Minister Hassan Kabroun said Sudan will press on with its battle, even as Washington pushes for a U.S.-led ceasefire deal. With millions displaced, the UN warns the country faces a nightmare of violence. Another news. Three Chinese astronauts are stuck in orbit after possible debris damaged their returned spacecraft. The Shenzhou 20 crew, Chendong, Chenzhongrui, and Wang Jie were due to return Wednesday after a six-month mission aboard the Tiangong space station, but the trip was postponed pending safety checks. China's space agency says the delay is precautionary while impact analysis continues. The setback comes just days after China launched Shenzhou 21, which carried a new crew including Wu Fei, the youngest astronaut in the nation's history. The incident underscores growing risks from space debris, and China's determination to expand its space ambitions safely. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.